So I should also say Sandy Isaac and Marjorie David, the writers that worked on this. Sandy wrote it, and Marjorie's the head writer and showrunner of the show. And she, you know, nothing gets on the screen without going through across her desk. So I thought the two of them did a great job on the script. It's, you know, writing is forever rewriting and polishing and taking notes and trying to track the soap. That's ever changing. You know, when you get a network note that has you go left, or if you get a note from me that has you go right, the poor writers have to really be fast on their feet to make adjustments, not only in the script that's shooting, but the script that's prepping and the script that's being written after that, and the script that's being broken on the story on the board after that. So I thought, you know, all things considered, I thought they've done a pretty damn good job keeping the train moving. As has production. We've had more reshoots this season than we did last season, which is a credit to Gary and the studio for letting us amend our choices when we've realized that we could have done better. So I'm really stoked about that, and you'll see coming up that there's some inserts of punches in the karate scene that's coming up that we just got. Actually, Clint, our A-camera operator, kind of went in and stole them for us at like 8 o'clock at night on my last day of shooting last Friday, and we basically had to splinter unit over because we were running over on time. And I said, "Clint, here's the shots, boom, 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 boom," and we just basically popped them in, and I lined them up, and he rolled on them, so it was great, and they cut in like butter, so it was very cool. But this is a great scene where we see Amanda and Deborah come together, and you sort of have two women fighting over Junior, which is, I think, a theme that we always have in the show. All of these love triangles, whether it's, you know, the love of two girls or a mother and her son, and we see that the mother has this other agenda that will slowly reveal itself as the show goes on and the next couple episodes go on. But we were really, really lucky to get some of the actors that we get, you know, like Ari Gross that can come in, or Jolanda, or Deborah Ferrantino, that they just, you know, they came in and fell in love with their characters, and they fly in from New York or LA to do a part, work for 2 days, and fly back. It's just great. You can see that Nana's look has changed over the series. We've changed her hair a bit and made her look, you know, it's a fine line because she's such a beautiful woman, and yet she has to be this strong matriarch of the show. And in real life, she's very, you know, hip and cool, and she's a professional dancer, and her mother was this amazing choreographer, and she's just this really, you know, hot young mom, and in real life, and just cool, and hangs with the rest of the cast and goes out to dinner and stuff. But we sort of had to mom her up a bit more and make her a little more, you know, conservative. So it's always, you know, a fine line to walk in terms of making her be a mom, but also making her be beautiful. So, not that moms aren't beautiful, but your mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry, I did not mean that. But I think, you know, I think we really found a great look for her, and she's having fun. So the other thing that's a challenge is, how do you shoot Wildfire Stable and Barn every week and make it look different? I had seven scenes set in Wildfire Stall in my show in episode 9, and this show had a bunch. So these directors every week strive to try to say, okay, we're in front of Wildfire Stall, or we're in the barn, and it's one set on a real location, and how do you, you know, make it look different? So this director stuck them in front of the whatever that stuff's called, the gear, the horse bridles, and, you know, tack room, the outer tack room, and just lit it in a way that made it look different. And it's some nice close-ups, and obviously this scene was shot at night, and they probably have heaters pounding in there because it's freezing cold this time of the year when we're shooting. And I was just there, and I know it is freezing cold. So hopefully we'll get picked up for season 3, and we'll be shooting this summer where it's nice and warm, where you will never see anyone in a hat like that because it'll be 110 degrees. and it makes it a lot easier to show some skin.